Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Lauren Rosenthal. This week on AK, buzz cut. Hair is important, especially in high school, but that didn't stop a few dozen students at Bethel's Kuskokwim Learning Academy boarding school from shaving off their hair in support of a teacher who has cancer. It was also a chance for some students to remember family members who died from the disease. From member station KYUK, Angela Denning Barnes has the story.
In a corner room at the school, two classroom chairs are doubling as makeshift barber chairs. More than a dozen students stand in line waiting for their turn in the seat.
I think you could just shave it off.
Brenda Woods is all smiles. At 16, she has a pretty round face and a full head of thick, dark hair. She says it's all coming off in support of Connie Sankwich, a teacher who has stage 2 ovarian cancer.
I was thinking about it for a couple of days, but I thought that I'd just cut it short. But after I watched those other guys' hair get shaved, I thought that I should do the same because the short hair doesn't look like it's very supportive to the people of cancer, in my opinion.
It's a lot of hair to go through. Too.
Stan Corp dutifully buzzes away. He's run a barber shop in Bethel for over 20 years and is volunteering his services at the school.
I'm Doug Boyer. I'm the principal here at Kuskokwim Learning Academy.
Boyer is tall, towering over his students as he also waits for his turn in the chair. He says Sankwich is a beloved teacher who taught a character building class.
The main concept of the program is that a small act of kindness will start a chain reaction of kindness. The students now wanted to come back, and that chain reaction has started to blossom, and now they wanted to show their respect to her.
Most of the students are Yupik Eskimo. Some are from Bethel, others from nearby villages. Vanessa Igwak is a 19-year-old from Bethel. She plans to shave her hair, going from about 2 feet in length to a quarter of an inch.
I'd probably be supporting my two uncles who had cancer. I do miss my uncles. I just wish cancer didn't get them.
Okay, you ready?
Igwak heads to the nearest mirror to check out her new look.
Gonna get cold a lot. And I'm glad I did cut my hair.
Victoria Passauer watches as a classmate gets her hair cut and unconsciously runs her fingers through her long, wavy auburn hair. She's planning on donating about a foot of it for Locks of Love, which makes wigs for children. She's supporting Sankwich and her mother, who died from cancer.
Like 5 years ago. So, yeah.
Did your mom also go through chemo and all that treatment?
Mm-mm. So I never got to really, like, do that for her, but it was just a few months, so. But I'm kind of doing it for her, too.
The ponytails are piling up on the table. Corp will mail them to a Locks of Love organization in Florida.
I'm gonna shave all my hair off.
David Yvonne's black hair isn't short for a guy. He hasn't cut it in 11 months, and it hangs down to his eyes.
She was one of my favorite teachers here in KLA. She was very helpful and kind and generous, and I hope she gets better soon.
Wow. All these girls get their hair cut. Oh, Deb got her hair cut. Oh, my gosh.
Connie Sankwich sits on her couch under a blanket looking at pictures of the school event. At 49, she's lived a healthy lifestyle and never dreamed she'd get cancer.
I cried like a baby when I had to cut my hair. People would say things like, it's just hair. Hair is overrated. It'll grow back, you know. Of course, trying to make me feel better, but it didn't make me feel better. And to see these kids do this, and to see all the staff and kids at KLA doing this, cutting their hair for me when they don't have to, you know, I just can't believe the support that they're giving.
In the end, 25 students and staff cut their hair for Sankwich. She'll carry their support with her in the coming months as she travels to Anchorage for chemotherapy. For AK, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.